Wow.
Oh, that's great.
After eight years.
Oh, my God. That's a long time, right? Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So can I give you one more story? Do we have time for one more story?
Well, we've got 59 minutes left. So, yeah, if it's less than 59 minutes, that's fine.
It is. But it's a good story because it's a healing that took place from a past life.
Okay.
Jetzt haben wir noch ein Beispiel von einer Heilung aus einem vergangenen Leben.
One of my students, wearing a cervical collar, a neck collar, and she was crying.
Also eine ihrer Studenten hat ein Halsband getragen und hat geweint.
And she said that she had something called stiff neck syndrome. The bones were very brittle.
Und sie sagte, sie hat so etwas wie einen steifen Nacken.
And so doctors were fitting her with a brace so she would not be able to move her head.
Ah, okay. Und die Doktoren haben also etwas gemacht, damit sie ihren Kopf nicht bewegen kann.
Because if she heard a loud noise and she turned quickly, she could break her neck and be paralyzed.
Ah, okay. Also wenn sie ein lautes Geräusch gehört hätte und sie hätte ihren Kopf schnell zur Seite bewegt, dann hätte sie ihr Genick brechen können.
So, she wanted to learn hypnosis, but she also wanted to be a country rock singer.
Okay, also sie wollte Hypnosis lernen, aber sie wollte auch eine Country-Sängerin sein.
And she wasn't going to be able to do that with a big brace on her.
Und sie konnte es natürlich nicht tun mit so einem dicken Halsband um sich.
So in our class, we were doing regression therapy.
Und sie haben also in dieser Unterrichtseinheit Rückführung gemacht.
And so I put her into hypnosis and I took her back to where did this begin?
Und Ray setzte sie unter Hypnose und brachte sie dorthin zurück, wo das mit diesem Hals begann.
Okay. And so I asked her, are you inside or are you outside?
Und fragte sie, bist du jetzt außerhalb oder innerhalb?
Daytime or nighttime?
Ist es Tag oder Nacht?
Mm-hmm. And she said that they were putting a burlap sack over her head and they were going to hang her for being a witch.
Oh, ah, und sie hat dort erzählt, dass sie gerade dabei waren, einen Strohsack über sie drüber zu ziehen und sie aufzuhängen, weil sie eine Hexe war.
And so I asked her, are you a witch? And she said, no, she helps people with natural remedies.
Und Ray fragte sie, bist du eine Hexe? Und sie sagte, nein, sie hilft Menschen nur mit auf natürliche Weise, mit natürlichen Hilfsmitteln.
But so I helped her to forgive all the people that did all of that and released all that.
Und was Ray tat, ist, ihr zu helfen, all den Menschen, die dort involviert waren, zu vergeben.
So then that was completed and I brought her back to where we were doing hypnosis.
Als das abgeschlossen war, hat Ray sie dann zurückgebracht dorthin, wo die Hypnose begann.
And I asked her if there was anything else that we needed to do and she said yes.
Und fragte sie, ob da noch etwas wäre, was getan werden müsste und sie sagte ja.
So I took her back again. Where does it start? And she went all the way back. Way, way, way back this time.
Und sie ging also wieder zurück und sie ging dieses Mal ganz, ganz weit zurück.
So I asked her the same questions about being inside and outside. And she said she was stripped naked and the peasants were whipping them and calling them little piggies.
Und sie war also nackt und man hat sie ausgepeitscht und hat sie kleine Schweinchen genannt.
Yes.
And also ihre Eltern haben sie ausgepeitscht.
And they were whipping them and they were marching them to the guillotine.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
What is it? The guillotine?
Guillotine, where they cut off your head?
Yeah, it's in France. Yeah.
Guillotine, yeah.
Okay. Also. Okay. Oh God.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
Okay. So, okay.
And okay. So, mm-hmm. And so these were the rich, the very, you know, the very wealthy were being marched to the guillotine by the peasants.
Und diese, sie wurden also bekleidet hin zu diesem, ja, wie sagt man, zu diesem Köpf, wo sie geköpft wurden.
Mhm. Guillotine.
She went all the way back to the French Revolution.
Wow. Es ging also ganz weit zurück bis zur Französischen Revolution und sie wurde dort, and she was killed there.
She was, but I didn't take her all the way to be killed, okay. But she described what the smell of the putrid blood was like and the sounds of people being beheaded. She described everything in great detail.
Wow.
Sie hat also dort auch beschrieben, wie es gerochen hat, wie dieses Blut dort gerochen hat, wie die Menschen, die geköpft wurden, das hat sie also gesehen, sie konnte es im Detail beschreiben.
So, I helped her to forgive everybody. You know, she said that she felt like she was a really bad, now she's looking at it, she was a really bad person. She didn't care about the peasants.
Mhm. Also sie hat Ray hat ihr wieder geholfen zu vergeben und sie hat also erkannt, dass sie dort eine schlechte Person war und dass es ihr sie gar nicht interessiert hat.
Ja. Yep. And so I helped her to let that go and then I brought her back into the classroom.
Und er half ihr also dort das alles loszulassen, zu vergeben, zu verstehen und er hat sie zurückgebracht in den Klassenraum.
Now here she is in front of the whole class.
Und da ist sie nun.
And no more stiff neck.
Und sie konnte ihren Nacken, ihren Hals frei bewegen, ohne Probleme.
She's got three country CDs out now.
Sie hat jetzt drei country CDs rausgebracht schon.
And so here's what her new hobby is that she does. And she's been doing this for, this is probably 7 or 8 years ago now.
Okay. Wow. War vor 7, 8 Jahren now, jetzt, also passiert.
And she rides jumping horses.
Aha, und sie macht
how fun. Wow.
So she sent me an email one day, and she said, I just faced my greatest fear.
Und sie hat meine E-Mail Ray geschickt, und ich habe jetzt gerade meine größte Angst konfrontiert.
I went to go over a jump and the horse stopped and I kept going.
Also sie ist mit dem Pferd, wollte Pferde springen, wollte im Hindernis springen und das Pferd stoppte davor und sie ist sozusagen vom Pferd gefallen.
And she crashed on the ground and she was like, oh my goodness.
Okay.
But she was fine.
Aber es war alles okay, es ist alles gut gegangen.
So ja. That was something that got fixed, that was created in a past life.
Yeah.
And was fixed because the energy was still carrying it from a past life.
Mm-hmm. Also das ist etwas, was geheilt wurde aus vergangenen Leben und das aufgrund der Energie, die noch geheilt werden wollte und die man eben mitgenommen hat in das jetzige Leben.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, we don't know, we're not just single lifetime people, we're many, many lifetimes.
Yeah. Also wir haben nicht nur ein Leben, sondern viele, viele, viele Leben.
And sometimes we have unprocessed emotions and energies from past lives.
Und wir haben oftmals auch nicht vollendete Gefühle, Energien, die noch angesehen werden wollen, die wir einfach mitnehmen dann und in die Heilung gebracht werden wollen. Wow.
Ray, how did you start this work that you do? It's just fascinating listening to you.
Die Frage ist, wie hat Ray damit begonnen? Wie ist er dahin gekommen?
It started in the eighth grade. I was reading a magazine and I saw a gentleman doing hypnosis. It was an advertisement and he was doing hypnosis on this young girl. And I sent off for the book immediately in the eighth grade because I thought it was going to help me with girls in high school.
Okay.
And did it... Also Ray hat eine Zeitschrift gesehen, als er in der 8. Klasse war, wo ein Mann ein Mädchen hypnotisiert hat. Und er dachte dann, oh wow, das kann ich vielleicht für mich nutzen und das hilft mir vielleicht bei den Mädels.
So, since that time, I was always interested in hypnosis. And I was in another job and it was like, what do I want to do when I retire? I don't want to just sit at home, you know.
Also Ray war immer interessiert in der Großen. Er hat andere Arbeit gemacht, aber hat sich immer gefragt, was mache ich, wenn ich irgendwann mal Rentner bin?
So, so I looked for a school, and just a little ways down the road from me, about 12 miles away, was a very, very well-known school taught by Roy Hunter.
Mm. Und ganz in seiner Nähe hat er eine Schule gefunden, sehr gut bekannte Schule, Roy Hunter School.
Roy Hunter. And Roy Hunter is kind of the father of what's known as parts therapy.
Und er ist sozusagen der Gründervater von dieser Hypnose, die er macht, Ray. Parts?
And parts therapy.
Parts therapy, okay.
And he still travels teaching it all over the world.
Und er selbst reist noch um die ganze Welt, um diese Therapie zu unterrichten.
And so I really love doing hypnotherapy and teaching.
Und Ray liebt es, Hypnosetherapie und zu tun und dies auch zu lehren.
Mhm. Wow, that's great. That's great.
Now can I ask him something?
Sure. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about Dolores Cannon, Ray? You know her?
Yep.
Have you worked with her personally?
I didn't work with her, but I've read some of her books, and I've had a couple of her students take my class, because my class is much, much more in depth for the breadth of hypnosis than her classes.
Okay. And what do you think about her books, what she writes?
Yeah, she did a lot of amazing things, and I've used her methods of taking people up and taking them to other lifetimes.
Okay. Ich habe also gerade gefragt, ob er Dolores Cannon kennt. Sie ist auch sehr bekannte Hypnotiseurin und hat wunderbare Bücher geschrieben, die ich sehr faszinierend finde.
Mhm. I'm also a fan of the Michael Newton material, Life Between Lives.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I study every kind of hypnosis that I know of. I don't know if I can mention one of my good friends that has really done a lot of work, and we've worked together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know him. His name is Howard Beatty. Have you heard of Howard?
No, I haven't. I remember you mentioned him in your email. I need to look him up.
Okay. I don't know if you can see this, if it's okay to do this. But
hey, that's fine.
This is his book. It's called The E.T. Speak.
That's B-A-T-I-I, is that right?
B-A-T-I-E.
Okay.
And he's got a website, howardbeatty.com. So.
Okay.
But Howard and I have worked together for quite a few years, and he's got a program that I'm one of the major teachers for. It's called Spiritual Journeys.
Uh-huh.
And so we take people up to what we call a higher spiritual area.
Right.
And we take them on journeys there for them to explore all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Ray arbeitet auch zusammen mit Howard Beatty. Er hat ein Buch geschrieben, der Außerirdische spricht oder die Außerirdischen sprechen, übersetzt, die E.T. Speak. Und zusammen machen sie spirituelle Ausflüge sozusagen. Sie bringen Menschen auf höhere spirituelle
So many of the things that are in Howard's book are when you put somebody into hypnosis, we can take them places and other entities can come through and speak through as if they were channeling.
Mm-hmm. Also in seinem Buch wird beschrieben von Howard Beatty, wie man Menschen unter Hypnosis so weit in spirituelle Bereiche bringt, dass andere sozusagen durch diese Menschen dann sprechen, also wie, dass diese Menschen wie so ein Channeler dient.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great. And you need to see people, they have to be with you, or you can also do it Zoom via Zoom, or how you work, how can I imagine?
Well, you can go and visit and do channeling and stuff through regular hypnosis, but most of the time we do it through spiritual journeys. We take people down to a specific place, and then from there we take them up to their spiritual area where they're open to their higher consciousness.
Okay. Also die Frage ist jetzt, wie sie es machen. Und sie bringen also die Leute zum bestimmten Punkt, wo sie dann mit ihnen sozusagen aufsteigen, diese höheren spirituellen Sphären, wo sie ihrem höheren Selbst einfach viel näher kommen damit und viel mehr in Verbindung treten. Und dort natürlich dann auch dieses Channeling entstehen kann.
Mhm. And Ted probably already knows that our consciousness, only a small part of it is here in our human part. The bigger part is not even in us.
Mm-hmm. Unser Bewusstsein ist so, dass nur ein kleiner Teil sich in unserem Körper befindet, der größte Teil befindet sich außerhalb. Mm. And we are multidimensional.
Yes, we right. are.
Right. Ray, tell us this. Have you had any clients tell you about what's happening now, referenced all the different things going on right now or the future for people?
No, unfortunately, most of my clients right now are on Zoom, and I used to do a ton of weight loss and stop smoking and things like that. Most of the people that I deal with right now come to me before stress and anxiety.
Okay.
Because that's right. where our world is at right now with a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Also die Frage jetzt von Ted war, ob Ray vielleicht Klienten hatte, die in die Zukunft reisen konnten und vielleicht was über die jetzige Situation sagen konnten, aber hat er nicht so. Er hat jetzt mehr Menschen, die viele Hypnose gemacht, die eben mit dem Rauchen aufhören wollten oder Gewicht verlieren wollten, aber viele jetzt auch, die einfach Angst haben, ne, mit dem Angstproblem.
Interesting. And how do you, what do the spirits say about the stress and anxiety? You're able to help people, I assume.
I help them, but I'm not dealing directly with their spirits. I deal with their subconscious and unconscious mind. And some of that is not in their body anyway, but you know, I go through and I help have them help me to find where that core cause is. Mm-hmm.
Also,
okay.
Wenn Ray mit Menschen arbeitet, die unter Stress leiden, unter Angst, er arbeitet die nicht mit ihrem spirituellen Wesen, sondern wirklich im Subbewusstsein, also Unterbewusstsein, und löst dann dort, versucht dann dort herauszufinden, wo die Lösung liegen kann.
Is there a common thread of anxiety, the common cause of it?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. All right.
Everybody's individual
right.
circumstances, and you know, the same thing is, you know, their circumstances, what they've learned and what they believe, is their perspective on everything.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Frage von Ted war, liegt der Angst den Menschen etwas Allgemeines zugrunde, aber nicht wirklich, sagt Ray, denn jeder hat ist individuell, hat seine eigenen Glaubenssätze, seine eigenen Erfahrungen. Und ja, darauf basiert dann auch die Angst von jedem.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Could you, for example, go into the future with someone, though, if you wanted to?
You and I did that.
Oh, you did. I guess we did, didn't we?
We did that down when you were visiting Crystal Spirit. I took you forward in time. About a year.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago.
I know. That was a couple of years ago. I don't remember everything that we talked about, though. Do you remember?
I don't. We should have taped it.
Yeah, we should have taped it. Okay.
But you know, we kind of did it off the cuff. It was, you know, it wasn't a planned thing. And,
but
we did go forward in time.
It was fun.
How long does it take? How long would it take to take someone to the future or past or... How long is it?
Well, it takes, first off, most people are not used to going into hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And so the more often they go into hypnosis, the deeper they can go.
Okay.
And so I would usually do a first session is what we call our feel-good session.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also and die Frage war, wie lange es dauert, um da reinzukommen. Und man braucht mehrere solcher Sessions, um sich dran zu gewöhnen erstmal. Und die erste Session nennt er diese Fühl-dich-gut. Session.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then usually the next session I can take them much deeper.
Und dann beim nächsten Mal geht's eben schon etwas tiefer. Okay.
And from there we can start looking to go forward and, you know, do past life and possible future mm-hmm. life things, or future
und
things.
Kann man dann schauen, ob man jetzt ins vergangene Leben schaut oder Zukunft geht.
I've never done a future life, but now I'm thinking about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's
done it, Ted, before with Dolores Cannon.
I have done it with Dolores Cannon. Yeah, and I've gone to the year. It was 1996. I met her in Nevada at a conference, and she took me 100 years into the future, and I went to the year 2096.
Wow.
And I was aboard a Pleiadian mothership. I was one of the crew members, and I was programming a computer module and looking out in this beautiful, oh my God, the stars were just everywhere. And I know now where I'll be going after this segment of my life is going. And that's back to this Pleiadian mothership. And I've met the commander, and it's kind of funny. He's already given me quarters on board the ship. I often go there now in the fifth dimension and just hang out. There's a replicator in my quarters where it makes the best organic Mexican hot chocolate you've ever tasted. Very high vibration. It's great.
So, let me ask you a question. How did you open yourself to going to the fifth dimension?
Oh man.
Wie kann man sich öffnen, um in die fünfte Dimension zu kommen? Wie macht man das?
I started my spiritual journey back in 1994 when my foster mother started teaching me how to talk to the other side.
Also Ted startete seine spirituelle Reise 1994 mit seiner Ziehmama, die ihm also zeigte, wie man mit der anderen Seite spricht.
She was a master psychic who worked for the Seattle area police departments.
Oh.
Sie war eine Master, also sie war eine anerkannte Hellseherin und hat mit dem FBI zusammengearbeitet, mit der Polizei.
And she would find missing and lost children.
Und sie hat verschwundene Kinder gefunden.
And then when my dad passed away in March of 99, he came to her and asked her if she would teach me everything, and she did. And he did too.
Als Teds Vater verstarb in 1999, dann ging er zu ihr dann nach seinem Tod zu seiner Mutter und bat sie, Ted es auch beizubringen.
And my dad now is an ascended master, and I've been in touch with him since 99, and also in touch with my foster mother too, Terry. So.
Und Ted's Papa ist heute ein aufgestiegener Meister, ist mit ihm in Kontakt, und er ist auch in Kontakt mit seiner Mutter.
But years ago, I couldn't tell people what I knew, because I'd be ridiculed and people would make fun of me, so I didn't say it very much.
Vor vielen Jahren konnte Ted noch nicht so offen sprechen über das, was er kann, weil er wurde dafür ausgelacht.
But this is my job now, so I don't care what people think.
Yeah,
you know, I do what I do, you know, and I do respect other people's opinions, however. And so everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's the way I look at it. I never say that my viewpoint is the only way, and it isn't. Everyone has their own truth. So, and I respect that.
Yeah. Also Ted hat respektiert jede andere Meinung. Jeder darf seine eigene Meinung haben. Und ja, nur sein Blick ist ja sein Blick für sich, aber jeder hat ja und darf seinen eigenen Blick auf die Welt haben.
Now the planet is shifting so fast into the fifth dimension that a lot of people will have these abilities in the future. And I just help people awake them how to do that.
Der Planet steigt jetzt so schnell auf in die fünfte Dimension und viele Menschen werden diese Fähigkeiten jetzt in sich entdecken und sie auch anwenden können und Ted hilft einfach nur beim Aufwecken.
Most of the time I spend in the fifth dimension.
Die meiste Zeit verbringt Ted in der fünften Dimension.
It leaves me a little spaced out sometimes, but I prefer it there than here.
Well, I think with all the changes, for sure, you know, when you're saying you're tired and stuff, is that, you know, you're in another dimension and it's totally different than a lot of people here. So maybe it's not just tired, but maybe it's time that you just reflect and, you know, are there without having to think.
Yeah, right. Why we are tired? Why is it that this body feels so tired? The 12 hours of sleep isn't enough yet.
It isn't. It is.
So what is it? Why is it this way? Others don't feel like that.
Yeah. I think our DNA is adjusting now to this higher fifth dimensional reality. Mm-hmm. And we've been at 7.8 hertz for tens of thousands of years, and now we're up 8,000 hertz. Mm-hmm. It was 8,000 hertz last week.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, when you think that everything is energy, our thoughts send energy out to many, many, and affect many other people. And our world, with all of the, you know, pandemic stuff and all everything that's going on, is sending out this really tense, strong energy that we're feeling it, even if we don't believe in it the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also Ray sagt, unsere Gedanken sind Energie, wir senden diese Energie aus, und das tut natürlich andere Menschen immer beeinflussen.
I actually have time traveled quite a bit into the future.
Oh.
Ted hat schon ein paar Reisen in die Zukunft gemacht.
And I can share that with you now if you like.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at President Trump to be reinaugurated as our 19th president of the new American Republic next month.
Mm-hmm. Also Ted hat gesehen, dass nächsten Monat Präsident Trump zum 19. Präsidenten der Vereinigten Republik der USA, der neuen Republik in den USA, ausgerufen wird.
There's really three governments right now in the United States.
Es gibt momentan drei Regierungen in der
You have USA Incorporated, which is a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Wir haben also USA Incorporation, das ist also wie eine Firma.
Which ended last November.
Und die ist letzten November beendet worden.
I know this sounds bizarre, but that's what I'm told.
Mm-hmm. I know it about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The second one is it's the United States, but it's a republic.
Die zweite ist die USA, also aber als Republik.
It's what the U.S. was like before 1871.
Das ist, was die USA vor 1871 war.
The Rothschilds wanted the United States to be incorporated as a corporation in 1871 so they could get their debts repaid for loaning monies for the U.S. Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Die Rothschilds wollten die USA als Corporation, damit sie ihre Schulden gezahlt bekommen.
But from what I understand, those debts have been paid off a long time ago.
Aber diese Schulden wurden längst beglichen.
So we're going back now to a republic.
Und wir, also die USA geht jetzt zurück zu einer Republik.
And I'm told President Trump will be inaugurated most likely March 4th, although it could be a little later, next month.
Und Präsident Trump soll also am 4. März eingeführt werden als neuer Präsident der neuen Republik oder etwas später.
In 1933, I'm told that the Rothschilds wanted to get repaid faster for their loans to the U.S.
1943 wollten die Rothschilds schneller ihr Geld zurückbezahlt bekommen.
Because at the time, the U.S. presidents were inaugurated on March 4th of every year.
Denn die Präsidenten wurden zu dieser Zeit am 4. März immer ins Amt eingeführt.
So they moved it in 1933 from March 4th to January 20th.
Und sie haben es geändert, diesen 4. März auf den 20. Januar, also vorgezogen, damit sie schneller an ihr Geld bekommen.
For a faster repayment schedule.
Also schnelleres Zurückzahlen des Geldes.
So there's a great push now to move it to March 4th, that date in particular.
Aha, und deswegen ist jetzt dieser große Bewegung, dass sie sich also auf diesen 4. März jetzt hinzubewegt.
And what's holding, things on the surface seem quiet, but there are many bad people getting arrested now. Many, many bad people getting arrested.
Es scheint so, dass nichts passiert, aber es passiert ganz viel und es werden viele negative Entitäten, Menschen festgenommen, verhaftet.
I'm told that about 2/3 of Congress, members of Congress, have already been arrested. About 2/3.
Und 2/3 des Kongresses wurden bereits festgenommen.
Charges of treason, pedophilia, election fraud, everything.
Yeah, Betrug, Pädophilie, Wahlbetrug.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an interesting time. The media is not covering it at all. Nothing, you know. Mm-hmm.
die Medien bringen also gar nichts darüber, was da passiert.
And what's interesting is the pictures of President Biden are not being taken in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Die Fotos von Präsident Biden sind nicht im Weißen Haus entstanden.
I'm told that they're being taken at a studio called Castle Rock, owned by Amazon in Hollywood.
Yeah, also diese Bilder werden gemacht in Castle Rock in Hollywood, da irgendwo in so einem Studio, was da dem Weißen Haus nachgebaut wurde.
Mm-hmm. There was a really funny photograph released a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Saskia?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean? Which one? There are so many now.
There were two pictures. There were two pictures, right? And Gerhard and all my listeners, one picture was a wall where the stage prop in the wall had come apart by about mm-hmm. 3 or 4 inches.
Eines der Bilder zeigt eben, dass die Wände im Hintergrund gar nicht richtig zusammengefügt wurden. Da war also ein Spalt dazwischen.
And then another picture of the wall together, like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was ridiculous, really, when you think about it. It was a fake wall.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was a fake wall. So I think this is all theater. I mean, the negatives want to think that Biden's he is president, but he only has jurisdiction over the 10 square miles of the District of Columbia, not beyond that.
In Washington, D.C., right? Is it this where they put this fence?
Yeah, the fence around it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's to keep people in.
Yes, to keep them in.
So right. They can't escape. There's a
And what are they building? What are they building? They're building like, what is it? I have heard that they're going to hang people there.
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. But I do know also there's a third government, which is a military government now. That's running the country, and it's under the Insurrection Act.
Mm-hmm. Also wir haben noch eine dritte Regierung, das ist eine Militärregierung.
And so that's the legal basis for it. It was also used during the Civil War, I believe in 1864 or 1865 after the Civil War by President Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so there is legal precedence for it. And all of this, and the thing is, during the Insurrection Act, no laws can be passed by any state or federal legislatures. Congress has no authority to pass anything right now. Everything's frozen.
Okay, also es können keine innerhalb dieses Insurrection Acts.
Insurrection Act, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aufstand, habe ich nachgeschaut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, kann kein Gesetz eigentlich erlassen werden. Es kann nichts. Also everything this Biden is signing on his white papers.
he's been signing blank papers.
Yeah.
And nothing. I mean, even if he signs a so-called order, mm-hmm. none of them executive orders are valid because they have to be legally. They have to be published in the Federal Register. And they, if you look it up, nothing's been published. So everything's fake. It's all fake.
Yes.
Oh.
Fake news, fake president.
Yes.
Fake election.
He isn't even a person.
You know, but there's a political reason why the military is not been declared as their actual government, because they don't want to appear too heavy-handed to the American people, and that's understandable.
But how long will it take?
Good question.
We are tired of waiting. We hope, you know, it's really a tough time.
I under the monet, that's what I'm looking at, about another month. Uh-huh. About a month or so. Now, it depends on the number of arrests. They've been arresting a lot of people.
And they're still rescuing children, a lot of children.
A lot of children they've been rescuing, too. Yeah, there's a lot of... talk about that, Saskia, if you like, about what you know about that.
No, I don't like to talk about it.
Okay, all right. I'll just mention it briefly.
It's really horrible, and this proof about our children. It has always been about our children in this world.
Right.
And this horrible truth, what that will, I think, reunite humanity. We have to go together through this pain that will come up.
Right.
But bring people together, humanity together again. This is what I feel.
Yeah,
to show what really happened millions of years now.
Soll ich dich übersetzen, Saskia?
Ja, soll ich, ich übersetze es nochmal. Wir hatten also kurz, um was es geht. Diese drei Regierungen, die momentan in den USA tatsächlich sind, dass es eigentlich ein großes Fake, großes Schauspiel ist, was wir hier sehen mit dem unechten Präsidenten in seinem unechten Weißen Haus. Worum geht es wirklich? Es geht um, was ich verstanden habe, was ich sehe und fühle, seit das Ganze nun wirklich intensiv gestartet hat vor einem Jahr. Es geht um die Befreiung der Kinder aus den Tunneln. Und die findet immer noch statt. Und vor kurzem erst wieder unter Washington D.C. hat man also 100 Kinder noch rausgeholt. Riesige Tunnelsysteme, die da hervorkommen. Es wird diese schreckliche Wahrheit über unsere Kinder die Menschheit schwer treffen und bestürzen. Aber ich glaube, dieser Schmerz, den werden wir dann zusammen überstehen. Und das ist dieser Schmerz, der uns auch zusammenbringt und in diese neue Welt einführt. Wir dürfen nicht vergessen, dass das tausende Jahre schon so läuft. Und dass es jetzt zum Ende gekommen ist. Und dass wir jetzt die Möglichkeit haben, daran zu wachsen und in diese neue Welt einzugehen.
Für alle, die es nicht wissen, also dass Kinder gefangen gehalten werden, also riesige Mengen, ja. Um was, warum, um was zu machen, um versklavt also zu sein.
Also Kinder werden versklavt, sie werden gehalten, um in Ritualen geopfert zu werden für Pädophilie. Sie werden gehalten, um Adrenochrom aus ihnen zu gewinnen, was die Eliten zu sich nehmen, um sich zu verjüngen. Und ja, all diese Wahrheiten, die nach und nach jetzt kommen werden, die werden so schockierend sein, dass man erstmal gar nicht denkt, dass man das gar nicht annehmen möchte, kann, weil es einfach erschreckend ist. Aber es ist das, was jetzt passiert ist, das ganze Jahr, das letzte Jahr, die Befreiung von Millionen von Kindern.
Okay. It's been hidden by the media, but there's a huge market in children and young women and men too, and they're used for horrible things.
It's over. It's over now.
It's over now, and I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to it ending. Actually, yeah. And this will all come out. The truth is coming out. We're in an age of truth right now, where things that are true will be shown to be true, and those that are false will be shown to be false and fall by the wayside. So,
ja. Also die Wahrheit kommt jetzt an Licht. Wir leben jetzt in der Zeit der Wahrheit, und diese Wahrheit wird überall dort jetzt das Licht hineinbringen, wo bisher Schatten war, Dunkelheit. Und diese Dunkelheit wird an die Oberfläche kommen, und wir werden es jetzt sehen. Die Menschheit wird es sehen. It's heavy.
It's heavy stuff. Yeah. It's heavy stuff. I don't like to talk about it too much because it is heavy stuff, and this is a positive program. And I know there's a lot of good things coming our way.
But awareness is important, and prepare people what is coming is also important.
Right.
Little by little, but we have it's important.
Yeah.